The Gemara continues. Daf Yud Beis Omed Aleph. The top line. The Gemara just finished saying, Estir in the Brises. One Brises says, Legabe, from Mezuzah we went into Tumas Negoim. The one Brises says, and Yud Aleph Omed Beis, at the beginning wide lines, that Beis HaKnesses, Beis HaShutim, Beis HaIsha are Metame Ben Negoim. And the Gemara says, the Chiddush is, you might think, it says, Asher Loi HaBayis. So Mele Loi V'Loi L'Shutim V'Loi L'Isha, Kamash Lon, it's Metame. Maybe it's Taka Nat. So Gemara says, no. The base Eretz Achuzachim. It says Loshem Bayis. Don't say Beisoi. Don't say Lo. It says Stoma. So it's Metame. So then the Gemara wants to say, what does Loi tell me? Loi tells me that if your person is Tzara Ayin, then it ends up being Tumas Negoim. But then the Gemara has a steal from a different Braisa. It says, Yochel Yebot Kizibot Midrashim Metame Negoim. You might think it is Metame. We just said it's not. You might think it is. I'm sorry, we just finished saying that it's Metame ben Negoim. Now the Gemara is saying it's not. You might think it is. Zok Gemara, no. Uba shel lo yabai. It has to be miyuchad. Yotze she'em miyuchadim. So we see clearly it's not Metame. It's a stirin. Tumas Negoim. Ba'abot Knesiyos. The Gemara gives three terutzim. First teretz is, we're being toiled the same achloikas remain Rabbonon that you have by Mezuzah. Is the machloikas if it's Metame ben Negoim or not. Hoga meyo Rabbonon. Remeya that says that what? That Yechayev and Mezuzah in a Beis Knesses, even if there's no dira for the Chazan Beis Knesses that lives there, would hold that it's Metame Negoim. Rabbonin say that no, it's only Metame, it's only Chayev Mezuzah when it has a Chazan living there. So then who had in by Mezuzah, who had in by Tumas Negoim? That's the first Teretz. Second Teretz, Zog Gemara says that no, Le'olam, it's Kong to Rabbonin. The difference is, does it have a base dira for the Chazan or not? If it has a base dira for the Chazan, it's Chayev Mezuzah, and who had in is Metame Negoim. Third Teretz, Zog Gemara, and David Beis, Hodikochim, Hodikforim. When it's a base Knesses of a krach, where everyone comes from all over, there's no Bailam Yuchodim, it's meant for everyone that comes in Davins. So Mela, that's not called Bailam, and that is Ametam ben Negoim, and that's the Chayv Mezuzah. Mashengin Kforim, with a Bailam on Ikorim, meaning it's like a base Ashutim, because there's a certain amount of people, there's a certain membership, there's a small amount, so then it's Chayv Mezuzah, and it's Metam ben Negoim. Atkan the Gemara, we got up to. Zog the Gemara weiter. With the Krochim, a Metam ben Negoim, you're telling me that krochim are not metame ben negoyim? That means we just differentiated between krochim and kfarim. Kfarim are metame ben negoyim in the third territory, and krochim not. V'otanya v'tayim v'feresh abrais and nishtazoi. State in posuk. The posuk says, uvash kisavoy el eretz achuza k'nan asher anosi lechem el achuzo. When you come to Eretz Yisrael, v'nosati negetz ras beveis eretz achuzaschem. We teach over here the posuk. Then when is there going to be a parsha of Negoyim? When you come to Eretz Achuzaschem. That's be your Achuza. Zog the Gemara, you tell me, Krochim is not Metame Negoyim, Vatani says in the Braisa, Achuzaschem, we learn from here, Achuzaschem Metame Negoyim. When it's your Achuza, it's Metame Negoyim. And what's excluded? The Ein Yerushalayim Metame Negoyim. Yerushalayim is not Metame Negoyim. Why is Yerushalayim not called an Achuza? Zog Rashi, the last of the wide lines, Ve'en Yerushalayim Metame Negoyim, She'ein Achuza Lohem. This Tanakama holds that Yerushalayim is not an achuza. It's for everyone. Kosovar, loy nischalka l'shevet Yehuda v'binyamin. It's not pshat, it's only to shevet Yehuda and binyamin Yerushalayim. But rather, elel kol hashvatim shovim bo. All the shvatim have a chelik in Yerushalayim. So it's not called nis, it's not called, that it's called an achuza. An achuza means it's a schalik for two shvatim. That's called an achuza. Yehuda binyamin, that's called an achuza. But if it's all the shvatim are shovim, then it's equal in everyone. That's not called an achuzah. That's everyone has a chelik in it. So if you hold Yerushalayim is not metame negoyim, the eretz achuzaschem metame negoyim. But Yerushalayim is not. That's the first shita. Yerushalayim is not nischalak l'shvatim, and it's not tumas negoyim. On that, the Yehuda says, "Om Rabbi Yehuda, ani lo shemati al mokam mikdash bilvad." That means only the mokam mikdash is considered that it's not nischalak l'shvatim. And Rashi explains why not. But Rabbi Yehuda holds Yerushalayim is yes nischalka l'shvatim. It's Yehuda and Binyamin. Masha Enkein, Mokam Mikdash is not called nischalka l'shvatim. Why not? Shekshekona David is Goyren ma'avoy na'evusi. When David bought the Goyren, where the Mokam Mikdash was, who did he buy it from? Gova Kesem, he called Shevet v'Shevet. It's not called an achuza. The money came, he paid for it from every Shevet chipping in. So Rabbi Yehuda's shita is that what's not nischalka l'shvatim, Be'etzim Yerushalayim is yes nischalka l'shvatim. Mikdash is not. Why is Mikdash not? I was a Chelik Yehuda Minyamin. He doesn't argue on that. But it was acquired by the money from Kol Shevet V'Shevet. When you acquired from the money from Kol Shevet V'Shevet, that's not called Nischalke L'Shvatim, since it's coming from Numa Shvatim. And the Beskrov in Seif and Beis Abchira explains the Yisoyed HaMachloikas. Reb Yehuda holds, that's a Chiddush Reb Yehuda. Reb Yehuda says that even though at the end it was Vada Shevet Yehuda V'Yamin, he's not arguing on that, but since it was acquired on the day, the moment of Kol Shevet V'Shevet, it came about originally through the moment of Kol Shevet V'Shevet, that already makes it not Nischalke L'Shvatim. It's coming from communal, from everyone. That's not Zun Rechelik. And that's enough to be considered, but the Pasuk says that the Mokam HaMikdash is Mikol Shvatecha. The Mokam HaShivacha Lecha Mikol Shvatecha. So Mikol Shvatecha, it's pshat is the fact that it was acquired by everyone, even though originally it was acquired by everyone, even though it's only b'tzad the moment when it was bought, that already makes it, it's not called not Nischalke L'Shvatim. That's a Chiddush Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbanan argued on that. Zog the Gemara, Sal Kaponim, what do we see in Rabbi Yehuda? Ani lo shemati la mokam mikdash belvad. The only the mokam mikdash is considered that it's loy nischalke l'shvatim because it was acquired by David from all the shvatim's money. However, you can be medayik, ha batik nesiyus, ha batik midrashis, all the batik nesiyus, ha batik midrashis in Yerushalayim, are metam benegoyim. Only Beis HaMikdash was excluded. That's the only thing that's not called nischalke l'shvatim. Va'af av dekochem ninu, and Rabbi Yehuda does not differentiate. We're saying Rabbi Yehuda now is about plukta of Ramei and Rabbonon. We said Machlokes Ramei and Rabbonon. Hadikachem hadikfarim. We said la'olam according to Rabbonon, but it depends on the kachem hadikfarim. Well, over here we see clearly Rabbi Yehuda says it's metam benegoyim even in krachim. He doesn't differentiate which kind of bat knesios. On that, the Gemara answers. Ema, Omer Rabbi Yehuda, ani lo shemati al makom mekudesh belvad, not makom mikdash. Mokam Mekudesh. Mokam Mekudesh means every base Knesset. Mikdash Ma'at. Mokam Mekudesh is not Nischalke L'Shvatim. That means Einachinami. There's Takeno to Mr. Goyim. It's not called Achuzaschem. Shal Krochem Akapon. That was the Kashmi asked. Shal Krochem. You're telling me it's Ametam and Goyim. L'choy Kong Tabuda. It's called, it's not called that it's not an Achuza, only Mikdash. The Moor says no. Mokam Mekudesh is not called an Achuza. Mokam Mekudesh means including the Bat Knesios of the Krochem. For him, we differentiate it. It's called that it's more, the more soon going to ask for a Mishra also. But right now, Krochem is saying it's Taka not considered an Achuza because it's excluding Mokam Mekudesh, which means who had in Bat Knesses of Krochem. Now the Gemara says, what's this Yesoid HaMachloikas? Zog the Gemara, what's this Yesoid HaMachloikas, meaning of Habirun Rabbonon, the Gabri Din of Nischalke L'Shvatim or not? Zog the Gemara, B'mai Kamifki, if Yerushalayim is Nischalke L'Shvatim, Zog the Gemara, the Maiko Miflegi, Tanakama Sova Yushlaim Lo Nischalke L'Shvatim. Tanakama holds that it's the old Shovin, like we said, the Yushlaim was not Nischalke L'Shvatim, it's not called an Achuza, all the Shvatim are Shovin Yushlaim, so Sakanat Matam and Goyim, Yushlaim Lo Nischalke L'Shvatim. The Yehuda says, the Mokam Mekudesh on Basim Mikdash not, but Yerushalayim itself is. So Tanakam holds, Yerushalayim lo nischalke l'shvatim, it's not called an Achuza, since all the Shvatim are Shove. Rabbi Yisove, no, Yerushalayim is yes nischalke l'shvatim. Mokam Mikdash, Mokam Mekudesh is excluded, but Yerushalayim itself is nischalke l'shvatim. What is the machloikas if Yerushalayim was nischalke l'shvatim or not? That's the machloikas that we have, who plukta dani tanoi. There's a machloikas in the following, the Braisa, the Tanya. Mario b'chelke shal Yehuda, what was chelik Yehuda? So Yehuda is very defined. Harabayis, that means the Harabayis, all going to the Mizrach side of the Beis HaMikdash. The Harabayis and the Lishkois protruded out. They were not in Chelik Binyamin. Chelik Binyamin was the Heichel B'chulu, the Ma'ariv side. But the protruding of the Lishkois, they were all Chelik Yehuda. Va'azorois, all the Azorois meaning, as is Yisrael, as is Noshim, as is Kuna, until the Mizbeach, all the way until the Mizbeach, it's all considered Chelik Yehuda. So, my bechelk shel Yehuda, Harabayis, Valishkos, Vazoris. My bechelk shel Binyamin. Where does bechelk Binyamin start in the Beis HaMikdash? Ulam, the Ulam, the Hechel, the Ulam is that goes this way. The Hechel that's in front of it. Ubeis Kodesh Hakadoshim, all great in Kodesh Hakadoshim, the Makom of the Ohr Hakodesh, and before that the Menorah, the Shulchan, etc. Now, what exactly took place by the Mizbeach? Because from the Mizbeach and on, we said it's Binyamin, the Ulam in front of it, and before the Mizbeach, we said it's Yehuda. So where does it exactly start the chelik of Binyamin? It was split. Yehuda's chelik that went to the Mizbeach, it really Ritzua went, a strip, a parcel, it went into the chelik of the Binyamin. That means the kevesh, was a chelik of Yehuda. And a part of the Mizbeach, where actually, according to Tosfos, there was no Yesod over there. The Keren Mizrachis Droimis, there was no Yesod. That was a chelik of Yehuda. And that's when the Mizbeach Bonim, not the whole Mizbeach, but the Kevesh HaKoponim was Boni over there. Part of the Mizbeach. And Binyamin was Mitzdar at that. Binyamin at Tzadik, that means original Binyamin. Binyamin was Mitzdar at that. Lost Lover, he's not going to have the ganze Chelik. He wanted it. He wanted everything. Shenemar, state in Posuk, Choyf Olav Kol Hayoyim. And Rashi says, Choyf Eif is a Loshen Kodam HaMeschachich, someone who scratches his hair. Mach Mashen HaMasik Moisei Loshen, Moisei, Loshen, Nozil, Lo Yochav Roshay. Same Loshen, Lo Yochav Roshay. He was Mitztar, scratching his head. He wanted it so badly. Lefikoch Zocha Ben Yomen HaTzadik, V'nashe Uspischon Legvura. The Oren was in his chelik in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Shenema Ubenk Seif of Shochein. The Oren is the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the most holiest place. Taka went to Ben Yomen. Now, this is a gewaldig yesoid, because the Maisa Binyamin had everything. He had the Kodesh HaKadoshim. He was mitztar so much, he wanted it all. Shteit dozog in the Bali Musa. Then when it comes to Luchnius, a person is not mistapik. You can always want more. And you're supposed to want more. It's not pshat, oh, I'm good enough. I have the Kodesh HaKadoshim. I suffice. No. Ich will mehr. And because he wanted more, he taka got more. What did he get? Meaning he got, the guy has a kashin. Yo, what do you mean he got? It was in his chelik. Pshat is benoy v'givon. He also got the Oren. He always was in his chelik. Now the point is that's how the pashas that you can learn that he wanted more. He taka got benoy given and he taka got the oren. The mashal says it wasn't stam. He was mitzdar for himself. I want more. Share the wealth. What's up? Los Yehuda also have zok the mashal and zvachim. The pshat is he was mitzdar on the mizbeach. The mizbeach was nifrad. The mizbeach had a pilu. The mizbeach did not have a yisoid in mizrachis droim. It's like Tosfos learns on the top and the end of the Tosfos. So melak upon him and Rashi also mashal guy. There was chesed in the yisoid in the. So if he was mitzdar on the chisolin in the mizbeach, that it was a pirud in the mizbeach, and that's taka maybe why the mizbeach is moyed demoyz by a get, because it's a pirud. Dosa gufu why a mizbeach is moyed demoyz. Mizbeach is oichet a pirud, and that's he was taka mitzdar. So meila that is how the mashal learns it was a tzar on the tzar shchina, so to speak, on the mizbeach that it was a pirud. So what happens? Zok the gemara. So he was zoichet taka to get uspirtschin legvura. He got the oren. The Medrash Tanchuma in Parshas Miketz by Yosef and the Shvatim. So the Loshon of Medrash is for your Oimdin after he took the Gvia and they discovered it in the Amtachas of Binyamin. For your Oimdin umechaptin Binyamin al Kseifov. They were upset. They're getting us in trouble. Yosef is now going to put us in jail. Yehuda, Erov, and everything. So al Kaponim, the other Shvatim were mechabit Oisa al Kseifov. They hit him with the Ratua. Zog the Medrash, and because of those makas, he was zoicha a ksua. He was zoicha bank safe of Shochein. Now the ksua pashas, that's Yehuda was zoicha. Maybe he wasn't part of those that were mechabit. But Binyamin was zoicha bank safe of Shochein. Deserved the ksefa. A gavaldig yisoid. A person can get beaten, get hit, suffers. Many years later, he gets a schar. The bank safe of Shochein. He gets on a kodesh in his chelik because he took that beating when what took place b'shaitoi. The Taz in Yordea, in Hilchos Mezuzah, says a gvaldig yisoid. He says, if you have a very tall entrance, happens sometimes, you're a very tall entrance. So do you place the mezuzah Shlisha Elyon, which is the halacha? People sometimes make a mistake, they place the mezuzah very high. It's supposed to be the beginning of Shlisha Elyon. A door Shlisha Elyon is pretty low. Zok the Taz, machlik zapoiskim, if when it's a very tall doorway, you have a 30 foot fancy doorway, a shar, do you place it Shlisha Elyon of there, or do you put it connected where the person is? The Taz Paskins, you put it connected where the person is. Connected Ksefov. Connected. The touching is Amak, but the Taz says it should be connected Ksefov Taka. So you see it, meaning it shouldn't be on the Shlisha Elyon. Zok the Taz, why is the mezuzah by the connected Ksefov? His raya is, Val Ben Yomin State, Ben Ksefov Shochein. Mamish these two Gemorahs. Ben Ksefov Shochein. The Oren was a Ben Ksefov Shochein. So Melu Adin, the mezuzah, which is Shem Hashem, is Ben Knekek Ksefov, and that's why it should not be Shlisha Elyon by a very tall doorway. What do you mean, Ben Ksefov? He wanted the Ruchnias. La Halacha? Yes. What do you mean, La Halacha? Who's Chelik it is? What do you mean, La Halacha? What is
you're going
to bring a carbon. No, that's not Nafkamina for the Mach of a carbon. But it's Nafkamina, who's Chelik it is?
Who's, they're not taking it home with them anyway.
Okay. Well, the question is, do you have in your house, in a closet, in a safe, the ksav yad of Reb Shulayb Diskin is in your house or someone else's house? Is it nafkamina? You have it. You have the oven in your chelik or not?
But the klai is still nafkamina.
For Binyamin and Yehuda, is a made in nafkamina. Binyamin was mitzdar on the fact that Mizbeach was not in Gazan's chelik. He was zeichah to this schar that the oven, at least in Noivy Given, was in his chelik, and he got what he got. Now the Gemara is going to bring over here a raya legabe the sugi that we're discussing. The nafkamina legabe nischalik leshvatim or not. So this is the man d'omer. This is called this. Yeah, this is nafkamina. It's called nischalik leshvatim. This is called that it was there was loy nischalik leshvatim. This man d'omer holds that it was nischalik leshvatim, and the other man d'omer says that it was niknai de David Amelech. So since it came out to everyone's money, that's not called nischalik leshvatim. Zok the Gemara. That's this Gemara, of course. That's this Gemara. The Gemara bring this not because we're stumbling a mice of Binyamin Yehuda. We're discussing now this Chalk Leshvatim. High Tan is Sovar, that is this Chalk Leshvatim. By Yehuda and Binyamin. Meaning that Shevet, Yehuda and Binyamin had an Achuz, that this was the Yerusha. Now, Yushlaim is Damatam and Negoyim, is because that was not the Shevet, Yehuda and Binyamin. We're talking about now the Makom HaMikdash. The Yushlaim itself is loin Nischak Leshvatim, but that would not Shevet Yehuda Binyamin. And the other man Doma is going to hold that Yushlaim is also called Nischak Leshvatim. Only Makom HaMikdash not. Only Makom HaMikdash not. Makudash not. But the Nafkamina is it only Yushlaim that's excluded? Or is it only Makom HaMikdash or Makudash and Batek Nisiyos are excluded? Zok the Gemara. Now, the Chiddush of Reb Yehuda is that the Balti was Nikna, that's the Biskol's word. It was Nikna, Idei David HaMelech, from the moment of everyone, it originated from everyone's money. That's already called not this Chalk L'Shvotim, even though it's Taka you have, Shevet Yehuda B'Yomin. That doesn't make it this Chalk L'Shvotim. Zok the Gemara weiter. The High Tana, now, just we said now is the Tana that says that it's this Chalk L'Shvotim. This is called this Chalk L'Shvotim, Yehuda B'Yomin. Zok the Gemara, the High Tana Sovar. The other Tana holds, Yushlaim is loy nischalk leshvatim. The Tanya, where do we see such a precedence? Ein maskirin batim Yushlaim. You're not maskir. The person has a home in Yushlaim. There's no rentals. Why? It's not yours. It has to be yours to rent. Ein maskirin batim Yushlaim. If she'en ishalohen, it's not yours. Rebbe lozim, Rebbe tzodik oimel, af loy mitos. You can't rent out a bed, a cot, a mattress. Lefikoch. If that's the case, if there's no ownership, so meaning you live there, punkt. But someone can tell you, please leave. It's not yours. What makes it yours more than mine? Lefikach, oyrois kochim. Oyrois kochim, as she says, are referring to Shalmi Chagigah and Simcha, that the oyrois golem shechted and ate in the homes that they stayed in. You're allowed to take it and eat it in Yerushalayim. So oyrois kochim, balushpizichin, the achsenois that hosted people from oyrois golem, noitonois of Israel. They took it by force. Why did they take it by force? You're not paying me for rent. You're not paying me for the bed. You're not paying for staying here. So at least give me your hides from the Shalmi Chagiga and Shalmi Simcha. Omer Abaye, from here we see Shmami no Oirich Ara Lemishbak Inish Gulfa. The Derech Eretz is if you're staying by someone and you're staying there for free, leave behind something. So today you bring flowers. Zok Gemara Oirich Ara, leave behind a Gulfa, a Cheres. Zok Drashi Kankas Cheres, like a cup. Umashcha. Mashko is or behema shushchet v'ochel beis balabais. Leave behind the hides. You had the meat. You had the beef. You had the steak. Leave behind chutz the hides. So gemara leushpiza. That's orich arab because you got a freebie betzim.
What if the dishna she richo didn't Klaisel take those $500 of Bavar Damas and they gave him Yericho instead? So it's Klaisel's $500. Not Yehuda. Not Behemoth.
Yeah, discuss that. Legabe dishna she richo. The question is legabe. That's the same. That's really the yisurid of the biskrov. Did it originate through all the Shvatim, or was it Lamaisa his chelik? The fact that it originated is a chisoan in the Nischalka. You look at the originate how it originated too. That's very much what he discusses. Zok the Gemara. So now we're finished saying that Krochim Atakan Amatam Benegoyim. Why? Because we're excluding Bat Knesis and Bat Midrashas Mokam Mekudesh. Now you're telling me Kfarim Amatam. Why is it an Achuza? Would the kfarim be metam b'negoyim? Why shouldn't the kfarim be metam b'negoyim? V'otanya stayed in the same posik. It says, Kisavoyal eretz k'na'an asha noisen lechem la'achuzo. V'nasati negat z'raz b'yis aretz achuzo aschem. V'agdemor v'otanya la'achuzo at sheyich shbshu oisoi. It's not enough that you have to be there. You have to be koivishit. And the koivish is not enough. Kivshu oisoi v'loi chilku l'shvotim. Even if you're mechalikit. Or chilku l'shvotim v'chilku l'beis oveis. Or even chilku l'beis oveis v'ein kol echel makir shaloi. If you don't exactly know this is my chilik, it's nikr. Minayin, that it's considered that it's an achuza. that it's betam benegoyim, tamal loyma, ubo ashaloy habayis. The pasuk says ashaloy, loy means it has to be his. Then he tells the kohen, kenega nigli babayis. Mishem yuchad loy, yotzu leishem elu shem yuchadim loy. So how are you going to tell me kvorim just because it's a small shtibel and it's not a big shul? So mele it's considered miyuchad loy. It's considered that it's an achuza. It's not nicker. It's, you need much more than just even a kibush or a chaluka. You have to have mamish asheloy abayis. So how can you tell me kvorim mitam benegoyim? Mishem yuchad loy, yotzu elu shem yuchadim loy. You have to go back to the original Tegutzim. The Gemara gave three Tegutzim at the top of the Amid. Either Horamei Rabbonon, that Mezuzah does not need a Chazamei Knesses, or even Rabbonon, you need a Chazamei Knesses, and only then is Takam Etam Benegoyim like by Mezuzah. But Ein Echanami, or the Krochim and the Kvorim, we're dropping that Teretz. Krochim and Kvorim are both Ametam Benegoyim. It's not called an Achuza. Zok the Gemara. Uma Askinu Loi Koyin Acher. Back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Zayin Yomim, Shivas Yomim, Mafrishin Koyin Godel, and the mesakninin maskinin lekoyin acher is with medayik without a hafrosha. But upon him, he is ready a pinch at a coin gol, another coin in case the first one becomes tome. Zog demora pshita iraboy psul koyin tome chabenas shel shachar. If let's say the coin gol had a psul on yom kippur itself before the tome shel shachar. So how you now have the second coin take over? You need a ma'aseh chinuch. What makes him do a coin gol? Beautiful. We're Shmoyin Begodim. Usually only we're Arba Begodim. We're Shmoyin Begodim. Do Tomet Shal Shachar. Tomet Shal Shachar requires Shmoyin Begodim. So that makes you a Kohen Godel. That's a Chinuch. And you need a Chinuch with Avoida. And you have an Avoida. What is the Avoida? Hakov is Tomet Shal Shachar. Ela Irubay Psul Acha Tomet Shal Shachar. Let's say this Psul takes place by the Kohen Godel in Yom Kippur. After Tomet Shal Shachar. And once he did the Tomet Shal Shachar, the Kohen Godel wore Dalet Begodim. So what makes this Kohen Hedyah that's ready to become a Kohen Gadol? A Kohen Gadol? There's nothing specifically unique that he's wearing as a Kohen Gadol. After all, the Kohen Gadol from henceforth word, on Yom Kippur word, Dalet Begodim too. And Rashi says that you have to have a chinuch b'shas the avoided that is nicker. So Rashi, b'mamechan chinoisoy, hari avoided Yom Kippurim she'achar atomit b'abo begodimi, uv'mahu nicker shu Kohen Gadol me'oilom. You don't see it. He had an avnate that was miyuchel koyin gadol. The avnate of the koyin gadol was made out of boit, like it says in the pasuk. The avnate of the koyin gadol, it says va'avnate bad yachkor, not from kilayim, not sheish mazor. The koyin gadol's avnate yom kippurim was simple. So mele, that's nicker. The avnate of koyin gadol, that's what he wore even after tom shachar in the dalat begodim. Now, the Gemara says that's dependent on what the Avnet was, Taka. That what did he wear till now, that it becomes something nicker. Zog the Gemara, Omer Avad Barava Ba'avnet. Henich lemando Omer Avnet Shkoin Golu. Zeo Avnet Shkoin Hedyot. That means, Henich, if you're going to say that the Avnet of the Koin Golu, the rest of the year, was made out of Kilayim, not in Yom Kippur. Like it says, Vesa Avnet Shesh Marzor Tcheles. Is the same Avnet of the Koin Hedyot. That means no difference. He also wore kilayim. So then there's a heck on Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur, the hedyot suddenly takes off the kilayim, the avnet, and he wears the avnet of Kohen Gadol, which was not what he wore the whole year to Kohen Gadol. Kohen Gadol is mishtan in Yom Kippur. It's boitz. So then it's like a hecker. And it's a hecker, like we said, b'shas da avoida. Zog di gemoga, ela lemanda omar, avnet is Kohen Gadol, loy zehu avnet is Kohen hedyot, which means, the mandomar that says that the avnet of the Kohen Gadol the rest of the year was not like the hedyot, because the hedyot was taka shel boitz the rest of the year, and the avnate of the kohen gadol the rest of the year was made out of kilayim, but on Yom Kippur it was made out of boitz. So if the kohen hedyot that always wore boitz and now is going to wear the zelb the boitz that the kohen gadol wore on Yom Kippur, then he didn't change avnate, he wore boitz and he's wearing boitz. Zok malam and omar that avnate kohen gadol the rest of the year is not the avnate of the hedyot. Because the Kohen Gadol the rest of the year was Kilayim, and the Hedyot was always Boitz. So then Boitz, Yom Kippur, that he changes to now, of Yom Kippur, of the Kohen Gadol's, is the Zelda that the Kohen Hedyot wore the whole year. So Avnetim are shoving Yom Kippur, so there's no Hekka for the Kunik Doyla. So what do you see over here, Michael and Meymar? And for the Gemara, Omer Abaya, Loive Shmoina, Umahapach Betzinura. You know what he does? It's after the Tomat Shachar. He wears a Shmoina Begodim, before he starts the Avodah Sayyim, and he's mahapach, he takes a mazlik, and he's mahapach b'tzinura, he's mekarev, in Mizbeach HaChitzon, the Evori of the Tomid with the Mazlik of Basel, and the Kiruv Avoid is an Avoider. He didn't have to do it, but when he do it, when he does it, it's an Avoider. So he did an Avoider. Now this goes very good. The Gemara Daf Hei said, what's called the Chinuch? Right? Meduktik in Rashi, you need a Maisa Chinuch with an Avoider. It's not Stam. We said Ribu Begodim Umeshicha. Ribu Begodim, right? That was the Ribu Shiva. Iron, Shiva's name, Luim, Ribu Shiva. So over there, there was no Avoid yet because Moshe Rabbeinu did Avoid. Explain the Achronim and the Mefarshim over there because there was no Avoid, so you can have a Ribu Begodim alone. But if not, in lieu of the fact, if not for the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu did Avoid and Shiva's name, Luim, then Ribu Begodim is not called a Chinuch. So mainly you have to have Rashi Meduktik over there. Rashi says a Loshon, Bishas Avoidoson. Just Aaron Punk didn't do Avoid yet. But Ribu Begodim means Bishas Avidoson. That's the Maisa Avoidah. Just like it's Bizman Avidoson Alein, it's only called an Avoidah with Begodim. It's only called Begodim with an Avoidah. So mainly you have to have an Avoidah. And the Gemara Medakti, you need an Avoidah. What's the Avoidah? The Avoidah is Mahapra Bitsinura. Ukta Ravuna Dom Ravuna. Zo Shabak Bitsinura Chai Misa. Because it's considered Hazara Kor of Yumes. If you see, we see clearly Zogdash in the bottom. Kroiva Avoidah, have Avoidah. Kruvi Avoidah, bring it closer, is called an Avoidah. Zohar Mahapra Bitsinura is Chai Misa. Second tale, Zog Demora, Rav Papa Omar, Avoidosoi Mechanchosoi. That means, forget about doing that Mahapra Bitsinura. Forget about wearing Shmoyne Begodim. Lo'olami wears Dalet Begodim. But the etzim fact that he's doing that Avoidah Yom Kippurim is the Chinuch. Zog Rashi, Avoidosoi Yom Kippurim, Atz Moshe Enik Sheikhala Bekoyin Golu, Dos Avais, that's the Chinuch. So that the oivda mechanchas lebechanchos lekuna gedola, just like we find when the Mashiach of Moshe Rabbeinu, Milo Tanya, Kol Hakerem Shalsa Meisha, Mashiachos Mekadashon. In his man Moshe Rabbeinu, the Mashiach was Mekadashit. What did he do afterwards? Mikan ve'elach avaydosim mechanchoson. That's my avoida. Hachanami avaydosim mechanchosoi. So Rashi kirech siv vayim shechem vaykadosh oisom. Mikan ve'elach lo nimshchu kelim chadoshim shnasim shom. But rather, the avoida was mechanach. So we also the avoida was mechanach, and that's how it's considered a ma'aser chinuch that it becomes a kohen gadol. And the Chazanish explains the yisoyin machloikus between these two terutzim. Abaye that says there's loyvish shmoyne begodim mishapach b'tzinura, and Rav Popa that says that it's not the shmoyne begodim b'tzinura, but rather it's avedosim mechanchosoi. Meaning Rav Popa said avedosim mechanchosoi and not the mishapach b'tzinura because mishapach b'tzinura is not ma'akev. Since it's not ma'akev, even though Zorach Korv Chayv Misa, and he does it, but l'maisa, it's not a avoided, that's ma'akev, it's not, cannot be called a ma'isa chinuch. So that's, he doesn't say the teretz of Abaye. And Rav Popa's teretz of avoidosim mechanchosoi, the reason why Abaye doesn't say that, Zog the Chazanish, is because that may be only a din of mishichoson by the kalim, that the mishicha, that even without mishicha, avoidosim mechanchoson. But when it comes to the kohen gadol's chinuch, so maybe over there avoidosim would not be enough, only it's a din in kalim that you can, the etzim avoidah would be mechanic without the mishicha, but by kohen gadol that would not be sufficient. You have to do a ma'isa avoidah. Now, even though the avoidah is not ma'akev, but once it's done, it can only be done through a kohen, and that would be considered the ma'isa chinuch. Now, Rabbi Kvegas Mitzayin and Gilin Hashas, Ein Menoches Daf Ein Ches Omer Aleph Toysim Mascha Achas. Over there, Toysim says that even though we know there's a chavitin, there's a asir se'efot that the kohen gadol brought, so that could be the chinuch. When he becomes now a kohen gadol, let that be the chinuch. Why is the Gemara mutching b'mamet chanchoi? Let the avoyde be the chavitin kohen gadol, meaning the asir se'efot. On that Tosis over there, Menoche says that in Yom Kippur, there was no Korbanos Yochid brought, only Korbanos Tzibur. So there were no Asir HaSeifa brought, Achimel Chavitin on Yom Kippur. So Mele, that can't be the Chinuch, so Mele, that's Taka excluded, even though usually that's the Chinuch that the Kohen Hedyot does when he turns into Kohen Gadol. All right, we'll stop over here at the top of Yud Beis, Omid Beis.